Art, I know we can't make too much of the Mariners' successful start, but they're looking good.
Well, they're intriguing, and that may sound kind of corny or cliche or something, but really, they haven't been intriguing in the last several years. It's just been, you know, you watch the Mariner game expecting failure. Now, you look at this team, and suddenly you're saying, you know, something cool might happen here. And a lot of that has to do with Robinson Cano being here, because now he's kind of got the playing position equivalent of Felix Hernandez, a reason you would stop what you're doing to watch the man perform. And that's a part of the attraction, I think, for fans. And then, as I've always said this year, it's not so much what Cano will do, because I think they can rely on this year that he's going to perform well. It's what the other guys have to do. Dustin Ackley, Kyle Seager, Brad Miller, Michael Saunders, Mike Zunino, all of these players who are on the uptick in their careers, or should be, need to deliver for the Mariners to have a successful season. And a successful season, in my view, would be at least 500 and maybe have a game that might be relevant in September.
Right.
You know, they're actually in contention or on the outskirts of it to make it interesting. And there are signs that each of those guys seems capable this year of doing better than he has. And if they can get to, broadly speaking, a major league average, the Mariners might have something.
And I would include Justin Smoak on that list as well.
Right.
Who is playing alongside Cano. He's at first, Cano's at second. And aside from Cano's performances on the field, he's bringing something more to the team as well that they've needed.
Yeah, there is an aura about a superstar that is rare, and it is clearly visible with him. The way he conducts himself and the effortlessness that is part of his game, both in the field and at the plate, is an object of wonder. And I think it elevates everyone's game, as Felix Hernandez elevates the pitching staff, and see how much he improves the overall team. And I think it's looking pretty good.
And he's never really had a chance to show his leadership skills before.
Right. He has been maybe the Yankees' best player the last couple of years, but he hasn't been the big star, because the Yankees have big names where he was a complimentary figure. Here, he's the alpha and omega. And I think he's going to adapt well. I think he's capable of that. He just hasn't been asked to do it prior to coming to Seattle.
Well, the actual leader on the team, Lloyd McClendon, new to the Mariners as the manager.
I kind of like Lloyd. He's growing on me. I didn't know what really to make much of him, and I haven't been around him a lot. But it's clear that he has this quiet resolve that gets everyone's immediate attention. And the episode that told me a little bit about that was in the ninth inning of the home opener Tuesday at Safeco. The Mariners were ahead 5-3, and Fernando Rodney came in to close out the game, and he walked the first two batters. And McClendon came out there, and he wouldn't tell the reporters, because I asked him afterwards, what did you say? Because Rodney got serious, got everybody, the next three guys out, game over, Mariners win. And McClendon said, I can't tell you what I said, because it was profane, first of all. But he really got the attention, because he is in command of himself. He's in command of the game. I think Eric Wedge had an edginess about him that suggested he was a little bit out of control. But Lloyd just compels these guys to do their job to the best of their ability. And I think the players respect it. And it looks good as far as hiring a quality leader to guide this team.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.